He was born in Asian Minor, colonized Jewish man. His dad a carpenter, theirs was occupied land. Apprenticed to his father's trade, his country paid his dues. To the Romans, he was just a working class Jew. Conceived 3 months out of wedlock, the stigma never stuck. Began a 3-year public life and never made a buck. Spoke against injustice, cause it was there he saw. He saw how capitalism bled the poor, attacking those self-righteous hypocrites, and what's more, condemned the lawyer's law, even at their front door. But they've commercialized his birthday now. The people they defy, they sanctified the system, claiming that he's on their side.
But if he crossed the floor tomorrow, how many of them would follow? He's staring down the bosses, and even if he had to pay the highest cost, these agitators getting nailed to the cross and labeled radicals, left-wing fanaticals. But left or right, he'd still be standing side by side with the ones who leaders tried to hide out on suburban housing estates to be forgotten, kept oppressed and downtrodden, break bread with the bottom rung. A lot have sung to save their souls from church pews, the same hypocrites who turn his words around to curse you and use his scripture just to justify their own greed. Puritans with closed eyes see what they wanna see, the thought police with the bullet to enforce the peace, or CCTV cameras on the corner of every street. He rail against their false wars, using terror to divide us, take our freedoms and spy on us.
He'd fight with Joe Hillan, Ashrawi and Mandela, Freer and Noel Pearson, Rowan Gillies, Lech Walesa. He'd feed the hungry and he'd work with HIV, understand the dispossessed and undernourished. Millions flee from shantytown to Campbelltown, amidst the people, a voice for the voiceless and those without choices. Face bulldozers and battle tanks, a leader on bail. He'd fight the conservatives and rot in their jails. Denounce all dictators and demonization, ignorance and exploitation, a fortress mentality, rogue states and hate, and sales of yellow cake increased deformity rates. And he'd be known on the streets of sex workers and smack, and those with glass homes that cast stones at his back, all compassionate and agitating for change. The world remembered his name.
He denounced dictators, even if they're allies, even those in democratic disguise. And if he crossed the floor tomorrow, how many of them would follow? Exchange hate with brave face. He'd stand on street corners where he's needed most, and offer truth and give them hope, all compassionate and agitated for change. The world remembered his name.
The world remembered his name. He'd condemn all corruption, he'd question lawmakers, topple hierarchies and be labeled a savior. See status and title as dominance in the politics of greed, filling pockets while the populace bleeds.
He'd fight against the racist hordes, whether it be out on the streets of Cronulla or behind the boardroom doors or parliament floors. From skinheads with flags to One Nation and all them talkback radio stations.
Standing up against the leagues of Ku Klux Klan, a fundamentalist, the radical right, make demands, a socialist of the humanitarian strand. None have been like Comrade Jesus Christ.